day measuring and counting operations, they have for centuries been the only existing means for reading the meaning of such ancient forms of divination as astrology, numerology, geomancy, etc., all of which are based on arithmetical computation, and all of which have been investigated by Jung in terms of his theory of synchronicity. Furthermore, the natural numbers, viewed from a psychological angle, must certainly be archetypal representations, for we are forced to think about them in certain definite ways. Nobody, for instance, can deny that 2 is the only existing even primary number, even if he has never thought about it consciously before. In other words, numbers are not concepts consciously invented by men for purposes of calculation. They are spontaneous and autonomous products of the unconscious, as are other archetypal symbols. But the natural numbers are also qualities adherent to outer objects. We can assert and count that there are 2 stones here or 3 trees there. Even if we strip outer objects of all such qualities as color, temperature, size, etc., there still remains their manyness or special multiplicity. Yet these same numbers are also just as indisputably parts of our own mental setup, abstract concepts that we can study without looking at outer objects. Numbers thus appear to be a tangible connection between the spheres of matter and psyche. According to hints dropped by Jung, it is here that the most fruitful field of further investigation might be found. I mention these rather difficult concepts briefly in order to show that to me, Jung's ideas do not form a doctrine, but are the beginning of a new outlook that will continue to evolve and expand. I hope they will give the reader a glimpse into what seems to me to have been essential to and typical of Jung's scientific attitude. He was always searching, with unusual freedom from conventional prejudices, and at the same time with great modesty and accuracy, to understand the phenomenon of life. He did not go further into the ideas mentioned above because he felt that he had not yet enough facts in hand to say anything relevant about them, just as he generally waited several years before publishing his new insights, checking them again and again in the meantime, and himself raising every possible doubt about them. Therefore, what might at first sight strike the reader as a certain vagueness in his ideas comes, in fact, from this scientific attitude of intellectual modesty, an attitude that does not exclude, by rash, superficial pseudo-explanations and oversimplifications, new possible discoveries, and that respects the complexity of the phenomenon of life. For this phenomenon was always an exciting mystery to Jung. It was never, as it is for people with closed minds, an explained reality about which it can be assumed that we know everything. Creative ideas, in my opinion, show their value in that, like keys, they help to unlock hitherto unintelligible connections of facts and thus enable man to penetrate deeper into the mystery of life. I am convinced that Jung's ideas can serve in this way to find and interpret new facts in many fields of science, and also of everyday life, simultaneously leading the individual to a more balanced, more ethical, and wider conscious outlook. If the reader should feel stimulated to work further on the investigation and assimilation of the unconscious, which always begins by working on oneself, the purpose of this introductory book would be fulfilled. Photo captions. Sound waves, given off by a vibrating steel disc and made visible in a photograph, produce a strikingly mandala-like pattern. The American physicist Mrs. Maria Mayer, who in 1963 shared the Nobel Prize for Physics, her discovery concerning the constituents of the atomic nucleus was made, like so many other scientific discoveries, in an intuitive flash of insight, sparked by a colleague's chance remark. Her theory indicates that the nucleus consists of concentric shells. The innermost contains 2 protons or 2 neutrons. The next contains 8 of one or the other, and so on through what she calls the magic numbers, 20, 28, 50, 82, 126. There is an obvious link between this model and the archetypes of the sphere and of numbers. End of photo captions. End of Man and His Symbols. by Carl G. Jung. Narrated by Dennis Rooney.